Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Relationships, the Good and the Messy podcast. Welcome back. My name is Sally Kalen. Today, I am making a super fast, quick podcast. I have been putting out these podcasts every day over the last couple of weeks. I wanted to give you short, succinct messages that can help you move through your relationship journey. I will be going back to longer episodes next year, and I also will be recording them, which will be going onto YouTube. So not just going to be sitting here on audio, going to have them as a visual as well. So stay tuned for that, guys. So I just have a message today, and I want you to take this in. I want you to really let this permeate and sit with you. The message simply is this: go where the love is. Be around people that see your value and respect and love you. I'm not just talking about your intimate partner, right? That should go. That should be a given, right? But I'm talking about friendships. I'm talking about people in general. This year has been such an eye-opener in my own life, and well, the previous couple of years, actually, I've really got to see the people that are really there for me and truly love, support, and see my value. I've also gotten to see the people that are just not there at all when I need them. And I've also gotten to see the people that somewhere sit in the middle, right? And it's all good. There is no right or wrong. But here's the deal. You really know the people that love you based on how they behave and how they show up for you. And we all need that in our life, okay? We all need to have those people. Someone like myself, I came from a background in which I grew up and I felt incredibly misplaced. I never felt understood by my birth family. I never felt totally accepted, and that there was always this inner wounding, there's always pain, this anxiety, this stress, and it led me into a variety of different relationships that weren't the best because they mirrored my deep down beliefs, right? Over the years, I've grown, I've evolved, I've worked on myself, and look, this isn't about blaming people as well in your family, because everyone does their best, but let's face it, we don't have to have people in our life that don't see us, that actually are basically committed to misunderstanding us, right? We want people that see us, that absolutely love us unconditionally. And because of my own wounding, I would end up in relationships that replicated my early childhood energetic feelings about myself. So because I didn't feel supported, loved, and understood as a kid, I often had relationships where that played out exactly the same. If I did have relationships that were the opposite, where I had people that gave me all their love and were supportive, I somehow sabotaged that relationship because it didn't fit the pattern. And we're all different, right? We all interpret our childhoods differently. We all interpret things in different ways. You can have two people that come from the same childhood, and one goes on and becomes super successful in every area, and the other one turns to drugs. And you know, what does that mean? It means we're all different. We're all sensitive. We all have our own ways of processing things, and we all have our own interpretations of life. The reality is this, though: as an adult, we have to be responsible. We have to take responsibility. We can't control what happened to us in our early years, but as an adult, we have to take responsibility and say, you know what, this is how I want my life to be from now on. We have to recognize our patterns that are keeping us stuck. We have to recognize our patterns that are maybe leading us into situations that aren't the best for us, and make those changes. But at the end of the day, you need to go where you are loved and supported and seen for who you are. There are people out there that want to be there for you. There are people out there that want to show up for you. Someone in my life recently highlighted this to me in such a massive way, and she knows exactly who she is. But this is the thing. I've realized this. The right people, just your tribe, so to speak, they're all there and they want to be there for you. The other people that are there in your life, well, look at how they are there for you. Just look at their actions, and there will be a pattern. And I'm not talking about people that just can't be there for you at certain times because they're busy, so they're working, right? We all have that. I'm not talking about that. I'm looking at an overall picture. Knowing the people you can lean on, knowing the people that are supportive, knowing the people that really care about you based on their actions, right? That are genuinely interested in you, that can show up and ask about you, that they're not just always focused on themselves. They're not always just focused on their life situation, right? Yes, we all need to talk about ourselves sometimes, but how do you show up for somebody else and how do other people show up for you? It's about caring about other people unconditionally. And I've got to witness quite a lot lately, which I won't go into on here for various reasons, but I've certainly seen the people that are completely all about themselves and the people that are so about caring about others, and it really is an eye-opener. And it doesn't always mean you cut out all those people that aren't 100% there for you, right? No, it doesn't. Different people bring different things to your life. But you do need to know your tribe, right? You do need to look around and see who is really there for you and who really cares about you. Look at their actions. Look at the conversations you have with those people. What do they say to you? How are they showing up for you? And because you have that in your life, I can guarantee you are that person yourself on some level, or you would be able to have that, right? Those in-depth connections with people. So make a decision this year to be around the people that love you and support you and really get you. Life is too precious. Life is too short to just be hanging out with people that are, like I say, dedicated in misunderstanding you, not really seeing your value, not really getting you at all. And that, whether that's family members, whether that's friendships, whether that's even partners, right? There are, like I say, there are people that want to be there for you, that absolutely do, but they're not going to be able to come near you if you are surrounded by people that just aren't, right? You got to make room for the people that want to be there. I just can't emphasize this enough, guys, because I'm definitely doing and have been doing a lot of decluttering in my own life, and I'm certainly making decisions. I am very fortunate and very blessed with some incredible people in my own life, but I'm also very clear on the people that have sadly let me down or have not been there in the way that I'd hoped. And it's all okay, you know, it's the way life is. But I certainly, going forward in my own life, want the people that totally get me and love me, right? For me, that's what we all need. That's what you deserve. And you are going to have that. Just make that decision and know when to say, you know what, this person actually isn't right for me. They're not good for me. I don't feel like supported, or I don't feel seen. I don't feel cared for. Their actions are showing me how selfish they are, or how they really just aren't there. So that's my message today, guys. Short and sweet, but something you may need to be hearing if you are listening to this right now. I am sending you much love. It's New Year's Eve tomorrow. We've got literally 2 days left of 2021. And like I said to you before, this has been the hardest year of my life in so many ways. But I can honestly say the best year as well, because so much awesomeness has come out of this. Oh my gosh, the most incredible love connections and people that I know will be in my life forever. And literally going forward into 2022, I am so excited, because I got a feeling that it is going to be the year for anyone who is ready to step into their power and choose happiness and choose love and choose being thoughtful and caring to other people. It's about others as much as it is about yourself. Make that your goal, because if you're so focused on just you and your immediate family and no one else, it's not a good thing. You have to care about other people. So big love, everyone. Let me know if this lands well. And if you have any messages you'd like to hear on these podcasts, if you have any questions about relationships, about love, about life, drop me a line and I will be doing some of those podcasts in the coming year. Big love, everyone. Have an amazing day.